or not wear nail polish. And she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes. She said, you can do just exactly what you want to do. Thank God, I said. And is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. Part 1. The Stranger in the Mirror. Chapter 1. 5th of July, 2016. 12 months to go. Dearly beloved, we are gathered... What is this, a Friday night sitcom? Hello, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here giving my first... It's not the BAFTA Awards either. In the beginning was that... No. It was 3 a.m. by the time she'd finally thrown herself under the duvet, fully clothed. The lights in the flats opposite had long since flicked off in a morse of despair. Sermon writing was never like this when she was training at Wilhurst. Even her thesis, Body Beautiful, Female Iconography at the Heart of Middle European Medieval Christianity, had tripped off the keyboard in comparison. Don't try too hard, Margot, Jeremy had advised her in the Heron a couple of days previously. Just be yourself. Our job is to keep the gathered multitude interested, or, failing that, awake. I know how you women like to connect through the personal stuff, real life issues, etc. All fine, in my book, just don't be flippant. Or too clever. I'd skip any references to Julian of Norwich or the Gnostic Gospels. St. Mark's isn't really that kind of place. The last curate fancied himself as our very own Simon Sharma, and most people didn't love it, to be honest. Though the one occasion I tried to be a bit clever, I had some QC email me the next day telling me I'd misquoted Rilke. He'd chuckled and taken a long sip of his pint, eyeing her over the foamy rim. And not to unsettle you, but, well, one or two individuals, okay, maybe a few, maybe watching you quite closely on Sunday. Willing me to fail, you mean? Could I trouble you for the sauce? The brown splatter had covered the mash like a muddy massacre. She glances sideways back into the mirror now, half dazed with disbelief. Her fingers reach for the collar. Your entire identity summed up in 8 inches of pliable white plastic. Say hello to your new life, curate of the parish, carer of souls. She swallows. The naked bathroom bulb picks out every blemish. The pasty cheeks, the violet bags, the streaky whites of her eyes. Black clerical shirt, perfect shade for a pale-faced redhead who's had 3 hours of sleep, tops. She feels like a rookie stand-up at the fringe, about to face a sweaty cave full of hardcores. Except this is life or death. 12 months to prove she's got the mettle to do this, starting with her first appearance in front of all of them in 2 hours' time. The past 5 years had been child's play compared to what lies ahead. She rubs in a third layer of touche éclat, another whisk of blusher. Demure and discreet in all things, someone at Wilhurst warned them. Reverence and restraint. This is an emergency. It's all she can do to resist downing the rest of the sherry from the vicar's welcome hamper. As it was, the Ferrero Rocher didn't survive the night. The collar is chafing at the sides of her neck, even with the extra investment in the latest comfort model, complete with inner band for increased air circulation. She should have stuck to the flick and push version. Each of the 4 shank collar studs is grazing her skin, demanding, who exactly do you think you are? She steps back and searches the mirror for some vestige of herself. It's like pulling on a high-vis tabard bearing the words, Holy One. Black and white confirmation, you're on Bible business. She walked underneath some scaffolding on the Holloway Road yesterday, and one of the builders shouted down something she didn't catch, and then they all started cackling and catcalling. Throughout it all, you have to smile, smile, smile. She rummages in her makeup bag yet again and pulls out a lipstick in brazen carmine. At least it'll colour pop against the funereal black. She closes her eyes. She can do this. She's made it this far. Several of the other ordinands have already fallen by the wayside, not even making it to being deaconed. She leans back against the tower rail and takes some steadying breaths. Her sense of vocation has never been greater. The transformative power of God's love is all around her all the time. She's never in any doubt about that. In some moments, a quiet, gentle grace, at others, a turbocharged source of raw spiritual energy. And always, always, that sense of something, someone, greater than she is, cradling her in its care. She knows this is how she's meant to live out her faith, just as you know when you fall abruptly, recklessly in love, when life can be altered in the flicker of a smile.